Well, Shelby Ann Marie is our Live Music Friday guest here today on Current State. Shelby's 18 years old. She's already making a name for herself in country music. She's a 2015 Portland St. Patrick graduate. She made it through to Hollywood Week on American Idol already three whole years ago. And she's got quite a bit of performing experience under her belt already at the age of 18. Let's hear Shelby Ann Marie and her band. This is called You and Me.
Trying hard just not to cry. Maybe we just need some time. Can't believe it's turning out this way. All this time I thought I knew just who we were, and so did you, but suddenly that's changing every day. And I don't know what to think anymore, but I don't want to walk out that door. And let them fade. Tomorrow is a brand new day, and everything gets better in the light. His eyes say sorry, Mel says please. Baby, you're the one I need, and all things good are always worth the fight. But I don't know what to think anymore.
Shelby Ann Marie, live here in Studio S. It's called You and Me, so ably backed up here by John Brown on guitar, Tom Brown on rhythm guitar, John on lead, Tom on rhythm, Dave Fitzpatrick on bass. Our formal welcome here to WKAR. It's nice to have you here today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Let's talk about how you got into music. You're just 18 now. How old were you when you knew you really could sing?
I mean, my mom always tells the story. I was in preschool, literally, when I first started singing, and we had kind of just sang around the house as a family and everything. And I made it when I was in kindergarten. I was in a talent show, and my mom had brought it to the attention of my music teacher, and she's like, you know, she really just loves singing, and I want to develop this what's the best way to go about that? And my music teacher said, you know, just let her do her own thing. Don't put her in lessons or anything.
Yeah, but how well could you sing as a kindergartner?
I mean, I don't know. Apparently my mom thought pretty good. But after that, I started singing in choir when I was in second grade and started leading in masses and doing different things at really just a young age. And so it really all started there. Started doing the national anthem when I was in fourth grade for different basketball games and
so you felt games, you, so. You felt you could sing from just an absurdly early age.
I don't know if I felt I could sing, but I knew I loved doing it. So
well, okay. It's always seemed to me that singers are born, not made. Do you tend to agree with that?
I do. I think everyone has something that they're passionate about, and some people it takes a while to figure out what that is, but for me it was very natural, and I knew that's something that I always wanted to do. Grew up singing, like I said, and everybody knew about it. As soon as I turned 15, they were like, happy birthday, and when are you auditioning for American Idol?
Wow, wow.
So it was just something that was really ingrained in me.
Yeah, a lot of people backing you up here, obviously. What appeals to you about country music?
I think for me, it's really just the lyrically based music that country music has. A lot of the pop music now is just a different way to go about writing and performing it. A lot of the pop music starts with a track and then they fit lyrics to match the beat that they want. And country music really works the opposite way. You start with the lyrics and the story that you want to build and then go on from there. And so that's something that really appealed to me is how much you can reach out and tell a story through the country music.
I imagine it was on the radio at your house when you were growing up.
Yeah, we had a little bit of everything going on, but I was definitely drawn to country music.
What was some of the other stuff that you heard, though?
Oh, we really had everything. I mean, pop music, rock music, just really everything. Yeah. My sister will tell you, she's like a hardcore rap fan, and I'm like the total opposite. But I definitely have a lot of influences from different genres in my music.
When you were 15, you were a contestant. You made it through Hollywood Week on American Idol, just short of the top 30. You turned 16 during that time. Tell us about that time. What was that? Well, the whole experience like?
The whole experience. It was definitely a learning experience, first of all. And so I started out, like I said, when I was 15, I knew I wanted to audition. And my mom was very supportive, but she also is realistic about things. And so there is a whole list of different paperwork that you needed to have and contracts needed to be signed before you could even audition. And so I had that ready the next day for her and was ready to go. And then just went through the audition process, made it through Hollywood Week and working with groups. And that was the first time I was with a band. And so just all different kinds of things that you're really thrown into. It's kind of a crash course in the music industry.
I guess so. How many different times did you perform in your American Idol chapter here? How many different times?
Let's see. There was
about
4 auditions before I made it to the judges. So those were kind of the preliminary auditions with the producers. Then I went through 1 audition with the judges before making it to Hollywood Week, and then about, I think it was 3 performances while I was in Hollywood. So a whole bunch of stuff.
Nerve-wracking? I mean, did the nerves get dialed up a lot once you were in Los Angeles?
Oh, absolutely. And you're going off no sleep. They kind of feed off of that pressure, and so they're throwing you in situations that you never thought you'd be in.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another song here. Shelby Ann Marie is our musical guest here on Current State's Live Music Friday. This is a track called I See.
The street is never the same. Something's never quiet right. You see a house on a hill. All I see is a fight. I'm in a dead. That's what you'll say. Say what you will at the end of the day. Yeah. I see a little girl in mama's world. Her daddy's living in hell. A hidden truth, nothing to lose. You so much left to tell. Yeah, her daddy gave her those eyes and the tears. They still hide deep down inside. La da da. Keep it all and can't let nobody see the fear that's inside. The scars that are deep, every word, every move is overanalyzed. She
he's waiting to hear the next goodbye. I see a little girl in mama's world, her daddy's living hell. A hidden truth, nothing to lose, you so much love to tell. Yeah, her daddy gave her those eyes and the tears they still hide deep down inside.
I see. Shelby Ann Marie here on Current State's Live Music Friday. She is our guest today, along with her band, John and Tom Brown on guitars and bass player Dave Fitzpatrick. Do you you must work with a drummer occasionally here. You don't have one today. But...
Yeah, he's at work.
Okay.
So
understood.
Yeah, we usually have a full band with a drummer and everything. These guys are very supportive and always backing me up and have definitely made me a better artist, I think.
Well, so. You all sound fantastic today. I find it so exciting to ask you about your planned move to Nashville in September. What's the game plan exactly? How do you want this to go?
I mean, obviously we all have those dreams. Anyone that moves to Nashville, you want to hit it big right away. But it works differently for every person. So I'm hoping just to be able to get into the writers' rounds and get into different meetings. I've been meeting with some agents at CAA Nashville.
Writers' rounds, what are those?
Yes, yeah, so it's basically when a bunch of writers just come together and perform at different locations and you kind of switch back and forth during the set. And so just getting that experience with different artists. And
like an open mic night.
Basically, yeah.
I'm kind of reluctant to ask, is the band going with you or are you going to be picking up some new players
here?
No,
I'm trying to convince
them
still.
Sad. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, I'll be back and forth from Michigan and Nashville. We have some shows lined up still next year, so I'll be back with them. But
do you know where you're going to live and all of this basic kind of stuff?
I'm looking at apartments when I go down, probably going down in August to kind of finalize where I'm going to be staying, but yeah. Looking at a few different places right now.
We usually talk about upcoming gigs. We always talk about upcoming gigs, but I see most of the events on your schedule this summer are private. How can people go to see you besides crashing a private event?
You know, we just got done with quite a few public events. We were playing up in Traverse City for the Cherry Festival. Opening for Kane Brown, and I've done quite a few different things. We were just in Portland last night playing at the Banchel. So kind of wrapping it up for the summer, like I said, planning on moving soon. And I'm also planning on doing a tour, a bit of an acoustic tour in Virginia and West Virginia in the middle of August. So kind of trying to figure all that out as well as keeping playing, but
gotcha.
We have stuff coming up. So.
How much recording have you done?
I've done a little bit of recording, not too much. Live performances are definitely my strong suit, but I've recorded a few things in the studio just to get a feel for it. Still a learning process for sure.
Shelby Ann Marie is our Live Music Friday guest here, along with her players, Dave Fitzpatrick on bass and guitarist John and Tom Brown. you write a lot of your songs. What sort of things inspire your songwriting?
You know, definitely my past inspires a lot of it. And going through high school, I mean, I'm still 18, so I don't have too much life experience. but I write about as much as I can. Music is definitely
how I...
You'll
be a heck of a songwriter when you're as old as the rest of your band. Let's just put it that way.
I hope so. But it's a learning experience as well. I use music to get through a lot of things, and so that's really how I portray my emotion, and I don't talk about a lot of things, so music is how I get that out.
But you've told me your faith is important in your life. Does that connect to your music
in some way? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. My faith is really the center of everything that I do, and I mean, even when I was on American Idol, I was bringing it to my mom's attention. I was like, what if this isn't God's plan and what I'm not supposed to be doing? Like, I was just very concerned about that. And I think that we all have a purpose and we all have a reason that we're in the place that we are. And so I really try to be a positive influence in my community as well as the communities that I reach out to. And I wouldn't be able to do that without my faith. It's what keeps me grounded and what keeps me, you know, going through it all. So.
You were in Portland at the time of the tornado, I presume.
Yes.
Were you involved in the community then? Or, I mean, how did that impact you?
Yeah, we're actually like a block from where the major damage was. And so we really saw it all firsthand, and we're out there. As soon as everything was cleared, we were out there helping to, you know, just clean up the community. And it was crazy. You never think it's going to happen to your community. And we really just banded together. And then I ended up doing a community concert to try to raise money to help rebuild the churches and different things in the community as
Terrific.
Well.
Terrific. What's been your most exciting gig so far? Is there one you'd put at the top, or have there been so many you couldn't pick one?
I mean, every performance is a great opportunity, and I'm blessed to have all the opportunities that I have. One that really comes to mind is the first time that I actually played with the band that I'm working with now. We got to open for Craig Morgan and Chase Rice at the Fifth Third Ballpark. And just being on that stage, that was the first time that I really got to perform for an audience like that.
And Grand it was something.
Rapids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. So
you've opened for some top country acts, Trace Adkins, the band Perry. When you're on a bill like that, do you get to interact with the headliners here and their bands, and does that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it depends on the artist, how they run a show. But for example, when we were up in Traverse City, we worked with the Kane Brown and his band, and it was for the 4th of July, so I ended up watching fireworks with them, and you know, just getting advice. And I try to make connections and take advice from wherever
sure.
I can get it. So it's always nice to have.
Well, we want to thank you for making our Friday really special here. You sound fantastic. Your band sounds great. Shelby Ann Marie has been our Live Music Friday guest, and band members include John and Tom Brown on guitars, who we figured out this morning I may have played football against many, many, many years ago when Ovid Elsie used to play Portland St. Patrick. My gosh, this is bizarre. John and Tom Brown on guitars and bassist Dave Fitzpatrick. Shelby is heading to Nashville. We're going to have Shelby Ann Marie play us out here on Current State. We wish everybody a great weekend and best of luck to all of you.
Another call, another fight, another here we go again. Push and pull away and then you're far right back. And all she says and all she does, saying that she's in love, but telling you you're still just friends. You see all that I do, everything I see in you, who it is that you run to. What do I tell her if I could? Well, all I know is that she should love before I do, before it's too late. She's taking too long with all of her games. She better make up her mind. I can't watch her waste her. Better love him before I do. Love him before I do. He'll play it off and let it go, thinking that I don't know what it is that she's doing to him. But I can see him, so could she, that him and her weren't meant to be. She better get to going, or he'll leave her for me. It is him.